WF House presents an unabridged recording of The Children God Forgot by Graham Masterton, narrated by Caroline Lennon. Chapter 1.
Oluwamiya, oh my God!
Chiasoka was driving close behind a red 177 bus when she was stabbed by an excruciating pain in her stomach. She felt as if a 10-inch carving knife had been thrust into her, just below her navel, right up to the hilt. She bent forward over the steering wheel. Her foot slipped off the clutch, and her Mini jolted forward, its headlights smashing against the rear of the bus. She narrowly missed hitting a mother and her two young children, who were starting to cross the street.
"You dey crazy?"
the mother shouted at her, flailing at the bonnet of her Mini with her woven shopping bag.
"Ode Baruku, you nearly kill us!"
But Chiasoka was in so much agony that she couldn't hear her. She couldn't see anything, or hear anything. After the initial stabbing sensation, she now felt as if her intestines were being churned up by some monstrous blender, tangled and untangled, and stretched and pulled. She brought up a thick mouthful of the fried plantain and eggs that she had eaten for lunch, and her bowels let out a small squirt too. Her car was now surrounded by 6 or 7 passers-by, and the bus driver was walking back to see how much damage she had done. But Chiasoka's eyes were tightly closed, and her teeth were clenched, and she felt that she was going to be swallowed up by endless darkness and die. She was aware of her car door being opened, and a man saying,
"Look at this woman, man. She's well sick. Hold on, I'll call for an ambulance."
I have to,
Chiasoka managed to whisper.
"You have to what, love?"
"Listen, don't worry. We've called for an ambulance, and look, there's a cop car just turned up."
"I have to pick up my daughter from school."
"Don't you fret about it, darling. I'll tell these coppers. They'll take care of your daughter for you. What school does she go to?"
Chiasoka was gripped by another agonizing spasm, so that she jerked forward and banged her forehead against the steering wheel. The man held her shoulders and said,
"Try to keep still, okay? The ambulance won't be too long, I hope."
"John Dunn Primary,"
Chiasoka told him.
"Her name is..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?